Okay, so today is Daf Chuf Nun Beis. We're not going to learn anything about Hilchos Shabbos today. It's continuing in some Agadatas. The Gemara is now going to continue this to what Shlomo said in Koheles, talking about age. So, the Yom She Yizau Shomer Habayis V'His Avuas Achayil Abat Kotochanos Kimeyatu V'Choshu Haraos Parubos. So, what does it mean by Yom She Yizau Shomer Habayis? The day that the guards, I guess, leave. Elu Kaksilim V'Hatzlaos. So these are like the shoke, like the thigh, and those areas that they get weaker when you get older and you become weaker. V'Savu Anche Chayil. Again, Elu HaShokayim. Those are the Shokayim, which I think are the thighs, maybe it's like the femur. They diminish in strength and not able to support the person as they get older. Ubatlu hatochanos, and the grinders are nullified. Elo hashinayim, that's the teeth, right? They also get weaker as you get older. Vichoshku haraos barabos, and the raos and the rabos get dark. Elo inayim, that's the eyes. They weaken. Also, eyes also weaken as you grow older. Now, interesting. Amalar Kesar or Rabbi Shu ben Chananya. So Kesar, Caesar, who could theoretically could be Caesar, most likely he's probably some sort of local governor. But Amalar Kesar or Rabbi Shu ben Chananya, says Rabbi Shu ben Chananya. My time alo asis levei avidan. Why did you come to Bei Avidan? We've seen Bei Avidan before, and it was that Bei Avidan was like the debate hall. Why didn't you come to the place where, you know, that's the place where they would debate? It's Dukiyun by two. I mean, everyone would debate there. Why didn't you come there? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua answered, like B'derek Mashal, he says, Tor Tlag, the mountain is filled with snow, meaning his hair became gray. Sachrune Glidin, around the house, around the mountain, they're also filled with ice, which I think means that his beard got white. Kalvohi lo navchin, his dogs, I guess, aren't barking, which means his voice got weak. Tochane lo tochanim, my grinders, my teeth aren't grinding anymore. And therefore, basically, I was old and weak. I couldn't make it. Beirav Amri, in the base marriage of Rav, they said that this is what we should believe, said to the Kesar. Adla avdina bichshna, what was lost for me, I'm searching for. Meaning, as you get older, sometimes you forget things. So what I normally would have said, I forgot. Tanya Rav Yossi ben Kisma, Omer Yosma Kisma, said, Tava tre mitlas, two legs are better than three. I mean, walking on two is better than using a cane. Vai lech lechada da azle osse. And then you should you should cry out. Vi means like whoa, cry out on the person, I guess, who walks, on the thing that goes and doesn't come back. What is that? Mahi. What's the thing that goes and comes back? Amar chizda yakbuksa. It's young age, right? Everything's wasted on the young. The young age goes and never comes back. Yatzar of Dimi, when he became very Yisrael, Amar yankusa kalila devarda. Youth is similar to the rose. I guess that it looks very pretty, but very, very short time. Savusa, old age, Kalila de Chilfa. It's like this Kalila de Chilfa, which is some sort of smell, disgusting, smelly flower. I don't know how he translates those words. Kalila de Chilfa. Okay, Tani Mishmei de Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, they said the name of Rav Meir. Dok bakache. Right, grind your teeth a lot, chew a lot, eat a lot. Right? If you eat a lot, betishkach benigre, and then I guess that will make you stronger, right? Dok bakachei, and eat you stronger, shenemar, v'nizba lechem v'nietovim v'rol or'inu, that because you ate a lot, you're not going to be choshesh for ra'ah, which we're saying ra'ah means old age. So Shmuel says to Yehuda, shinina, a sharp one, sarisa keich, open up your sack, which I guess here means his mouth, the ayo lachmich, and put the bread inside, meaning eat. Why? Ad arbin shan milch lamale. Until you're 40 years old, eating a lot is good for you. Mikan de elech b'shtayim ma'ili. But after 40 years old, it's better to drink. I guess the food is better on the young, and good drink for the old. I don't know. Amalei ahu goza'ah le Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So this goza'ah, which I think means a eunuch. I'm not sure how he's right. There's a eunuch. Says to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, who apparently was also bald. Right? So he says, Mehacha l'karichna kami havna. He says to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, from here to the place called Karichna, from here to the bald place, the city is making fun of him, Kamahava, how far is it from here to Karichna? So Rabbi Shua has not taken any of it. Amalei, From here to the place that's cut off, right? I think Gozain, I think, because the Sarisa is cut off. Right? From here to there, how far is it? So Amalei Tzuke, so he says to the Tzuke, Barcha Kaza Ba'arba Dinarim. He says, like, a bald sheep is sold with 4 dinarim. I don't know. Amalei, Ikara Shulfa Bitimna. He says, a castrated sheep is sold by 8. Again, he's just making fun of each other's physical issues. So Chazier, so the Tzuke saw that Rabbi Shua, the Losayim Misanei, that he doesn't, not wearing shoes. We mentioned before that shoes are like the big deal. You know, he's supposed to sell everything to have shoes. So Amr Lei, so the Tzuke says back to him, the Al Sus Melech, someone who rides on the Sus is like a king. The Al Chamor Ben Chorin, someone who rides on a donkey is a freedman. The Manli Birogle, someone who has shoes on his feet, right, Bar Inish, he's a man. The Loha, but the Loha, if you don't have any of these, you're not riding on any of them, and you don't have shoes, the Chafir Ukavir Tavinei. It says the one who's buried is better than you. And you have nothing, you don't have shoes, you don't have anything. So Amar Lei, so Shua says back to him, Goza Goza. You know, you Tlos Amartali Tlos Shemata. Three things were told to me, three things are heard. Hadras Panim, number one, a beard. So Hadras Panim Zakein. Simchas Lev, right, so Hadras Panim means Zakein, means a beard. Simchas Lev means an Isha, with a wife. Nachas Hashem means bani, means children. Baruch HaMakom Sheminacha Mikulam. Blessed be the God who didn't give any to you. You can't grow a beard, you can't have a wife, and you can't have children because you're a saris. So Amr Lei, the Tzuki says back to him, wow, Karcha Mitsuyana. Look at you, you're fighting with me. So Amr Lei, which was about him, Ikra Shlifa Tochacha. Basically, you started. You came over, you started, so I gave it back. Don't know. Amrlo Rabbi Shimon, then Amrlo Rabbi the Rabbi Shimon Chalafta. Rabbi says Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, Mipnei Malo Gabanu Panecha Beregel. Why didn't you come to the Shir, right? Why didn't we see you on Yontif? Kiderok Shekvidu Avosag Avosechem. The same way that my forefathers went to your forefathers. Why didn't you come? So Amrlo, so Rabbi Shimon says back to Rabbi Amrlo, Slaim Nasu Gvoim. The little stones in the street to me are very, very high. Meaning it's hard for me to walk over them. Krovim nasu rechokim, what is close has become distant. Mishtayim nasu shalosh, from two has become three. I mean, I'm walking with a cane, right? And umesim shalom b'bayis batel. And I don't have the ability to procreate anymore. I'm old, having a difficult time. David, you here? You can take care of this. So the sagru blasai, the pasuk that now continues in Koheles about talking about old age. The pasuk is now perigid based pasuk dalid. It says the sugru blasayim bashuk. So what does that mean? The sign and the shuk were closed. He says, "Elu nikavim shel adam." These are the openings, I guess, when for a person they open and close like a door. And when they get old, when you get older, they are harder to open. Then it says, "Bishafal kolot hachaneh." I guess because these things got weaker. Your teeth, the tachana, which is the grinder. I think that means the teeth. Bishvil korkaban she'eno tochin. Why everything is difficult? Because of the korkaban. The korkaban is a gizzard. So I don't think humans have the gizzards. Maybe it's talking about something in the stomach. I don't know. Korkaban eino tochein v'yakom mekol tzipor, and you get up at the voice of a bird. Shafil tzipor min arato mishnaso. You have that sometimes. Even though the smallest sound is going to wake him up from. You can't sleep well. Tzipor min arato mishnaso v'yishachu kol benos hashir and kol shafilu kol shorin v'sharos domos alav kishucha. Even beautiful sounding things, but to him, that he doesn't feel the beauty of the song anymore. As you get older, things deteriorate, and you get grouchy. Av Barzilai HaGiladi Amar LeDavid, and even Barzilai HaGiladi says to David, right, David wants to repay Barzilai for all the good that Barzilai did to David when David ran away from Avshalom. So, but he says back to him, Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Hayom, I'm 80 years old today. Ha'edah Ben Tov L'ra, I can't tell the difference between something that's nice and something that's not nice. Mikan, She'edatan Shal Zakeini Mishtanos, that as you get older, people get older, it's hard for them to distinguish between things that are, I guess, that are not, that are good or bad, you know, to distinguish between, you know, the good things in life. And then the pasuk continues, In Yimtam Avdachas Asher Ochav Asher Yeshteh, and am I going to taste what you give me to eat and what you give me to drink? Mikan She'sisosein Shal Zakeini Mitraptos. See from here that as you get older, their taste also deteriorates. Vim ishma od bekol sharim shiros. Am I going to still be able to hear the beauty in the songs? Mikan sheozneim shel zkenim mitzkabos. Even so, their hearing also goes. Amar Rav Barzilai hagedali shakran hava. Rav says no. Barzilai Yodi is wrong. He's lying.
How do I know? You can still have taste. Daya Masa, the Havi Rav, there was this maid servant in the house of Rav, that Bas Tisha Matartin Shnin, she was 92 years old, Bahamitamit Kedera, and she would taste the pot. She was a taster at 92. So she still can have the taste at the old age. So Rava Omar, Rava says, no, but he was, he was involved in, illicit things. The kol hashata bezima zikna kufetis lav. And if you're involved in zima, then old age creeps up on you faster. And this woman, I guess, wasn't, so therefore she had the ability to taste when Barzilai had didn't. Okay. Tana. The whole daf is like this. So Tana. What? Yeah, it's pretty depressing. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, we wrote both Kohelas, so for the most part it's... Right. So Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Omer. He says, Talmidei Chacham Kozman Shemaskinim Chachma no tespesman. But all these things might deteriorate, but as Talmidei Chacham, as you get older, if you're Talmud Chacham, as you get older, you get wiser. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, B'shishim Chachma v'orech yom tuna. At 60 you get wisdom, and you get understanding in the length of days. V'amei aretz, but the fools, Kozman Shemaskinim Tivshos no tespesman. As they get older, they get stupor, I guess. Shneamar meisir safal in emanim v'tam zikenim yikachta. Hashem takes from the zikni amaretz their das. Right? Meisir safal in emanim v'tam zikenim yikachta. As they get older, he takes it. Okay. The Gemara now is still continuing with Koheles. So the pasuk then said, this is Perikut Beis Pasuk Hey. The pasuk says gam migavo yiru. Also from heights they'll be afraid. Shafilu gavshushis katan. Even a small little mound on the ground, domela kare harim. For them, it looks like a high mountain. Chatim baderech. Shevashash shemalech baderech nasulo tivahim. Because as he walks, he gets very fearful. He's afraid he's going to fall. V'yaneit hashakeid. Shakeid is like the shkelia, the almond tree. That's a shakeid. Zo kilbosas. What does that mean? That the shakeid, which is the trunk. So that's his kilbosis. I guess that means his thigh becomes difficult for him to walk. V'yistakel ha-chagav elu agavos. And he's look at the chagav, the agavos, the thing of the buttocks. That's hard for him to hold himself also. Umarch, and then it says, v'tafera evyona zochemda. And he loses evyona, which means he loses lust. He loses these things. He loses the ability to support himself, and then he loses his lust. Rav Kahana have a pasuk sidra. He was reading a pasuk, kamei derav. He was reading psukim before Rav. When he got to this pasuk that we just said, it said the tafer, nigid etna. He let out a little krutz. Amar shmamina batul echemda derav. You see from here that the lust of Rav probably dissipated because he's old. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, my diksiv. The pasuk says in Tehillim, ki hu amar vayei. Basically, he said and it came into existence. Zo isha. It's talking about the woman. Rashi points out that what's going on over here. I find the Rashi. I think it's on the left side. Zo Isha. It's towards the bottom on the left side. It says Imlo al pi gzeres hamelech. Had it not been for Hashem making it so, lo haisa ruy lasavosla. There's no reason to lust after a woman. Why? Gemara says. He says hu tzivavi amod ela abanim. He commanded that they stand up. That's the sons. He says Tana Isha chemas maletzoa. She's like just like you. She's a sack filled with tzoa, upia maledam, and she's filled with blood. And nevertheless, I call ratzim achara. Everyone runs afterwards. So had it be, Rashi says, it must be that it was because of gzeras and melech. Only that's the only reason why. There's no logical reason. It's just a gzera that's going to be. Okay. The Gemara continues. Pasuk in Kohelis says ki holicha adam el beis olamo. The man walks to beis olamo, to his house, his world house. Amar Yitzchak. Everyone goes to his own Beis Olam. It teaches you that every tzaddik has their own place. It's not Beis Olam. It's not one place. Everyone has their own, I guess, their own room in the suite. Right? It's similar to a king that he and his servants walk into the city. They all walk into the same gate. But when they go to sleep, everyone gets a different suite. LeBron James gets the biggest apartment in Orlando, and everybody else gets the regular stuff. The king gets the suite, and everybody else. So to the tzaddikim, everyone gets their own thing according to their worth. What does it mean that the young age and the mourning basically are hevel? Means dvarim shadam osem biladuso, things that you do when your youth, meshachim parnav leizik no, that takes away your strength, so that before also with Right, with the Barzilai Hagaladi, these things that you do with your Zima, you do in your youth, takes away your strength when you're old. Vamri of Yitzchak, your success, Kasha Rima Lemes, the tolas, the worms and the maggots are very difficult for the dead body. Kid Machat Basar Chai, it's like a needle poking you when you're alive. So that, I guess it seems to be that the neshama feels it or is distressed over the fact that the body is being you know, decomposed. Shneamar, it says, by a person after they die, Ach Bisaro Alav Yichav. Is an eel that even his flesh causes him pain. Amar Achiz, Achiz says, "Nafshas aladam misavelas alav kol shiva." Then the soul of a person, his own soul, mourns him for 7 days. Shneamar, the pasuk says, I guess this is also in Koheles. Already, this is in his Koheles. Yeah, v'nafsho alav teavel, right? The nefesh causes is mourns. Uksiv, and it says by Yosef after Yaakov died, the yaslav evel shivas yamim. Did a bit for 7 days. So maybe this is the hint for Shiva. 7 days, the nefesh mourns its loss of its body. Amar Rav Yehuda, Meis She'in Lo Menachem, someone Chashon passes away and has no krovim to sit Shiva for him. What do you do? Holchem Asar B'nei Adam V'yoshim Komo. Get a minion of men to go sit for 7 days where this person, I guess, lived. I think that's actually brought down the halacha. Ahud Yishachet B'Shivusei, there's a person who died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. He died in Rabbi Yehuda's neighborhood. Lo hayu lo menachem, and there were no mourners. So kol yoma, every day of the 7 days, havadavar Rabbi Yehuda beyasara. Rabbi Yehuda would speak, I guess, amongst 10 men. V'yosef bedutte to go sit where this mace lived. La'achas shiva yomim, after 7 days, it chazei lebechamad Rabbi Yehuda. This mace appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. Va'amalei, and he said to him in the dream, tanuot datchos shanachles daisi. You should, you know, feel good because you made me feel good. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Rav says, Kol she'omer b'fnei ha'mace, anything that you say before the mace, yodeya, his neshama hears it and knows it, achi stam ha'golel, until you cover up the aron, upligi Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe, there's machlokes Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe, chad amar achi stam ha'golel, v'chad amar achi takel ha'basar. How long does the mace hear what's going on? One man Amar says, until you cover it up, you put the stam ha'golel, could be, You bury him, and Tosfos talks about, and they talk about in the old days, he used to bury in the walls, right? So if you bury in the walls, so how'd you cover that last, that you'd open a hole and put straight in? So they used to have this wheel, this golel, that would cover up, that would be like the door to cover it up, and then you put something on there that you couldn't get in. So maybe that's Stimas HaGolel. And one Mandamar says that they hear you until they start to decay. Manda Amrashi. What? I don't know. That's so. Then in those days they had the golem, but they don't have it now in Eretz Yisrael. They don't bury an aron. Yeah, I don't know. So manda amar achid akalabasa, the one who says until the begins to decay, learns after the pasuk the ksiv, because it says by a person in Eov, it says ach b'saro alav, if the flesh is still on him, yichav, he's gonna have pain, and nafsho alav tachvel. So until he has the flesh, he's still going to have avelus. Mashman, that so as long as there's flesh, he still knows what's going on. Umanda amrat shista magola, the one says until you cover up, finish the burial, or you cover up the hole. Dichsiv yarshova afar al aretz kishaya. It says when you put the earth back on the ground, then it says veruach tashuv elokim. His spirit goes back to God. Asher nisana goes back to Hashem. So that's why he says that up till then, the spirit's not up there, the spirit's down here, and I guess he understands what's going on. Just to continue the end of that pasuk said, Veruach HaTashuv El Elokim Asher Nisana. So we learn out, Nana Rabbana, what does that mean? Veruach HaTashuv El Elokim Asher Nisana. The spirit should go back to God the way, like it was given. Tana Lo, he says, you should return to Hashem, Kemosh Nisnalach, that it was given to you. You know, return as is, basically. It was given to you a certain way, which means what? Bitahara. The soul was given to you with Bitahara. Afata Bitahara. So to you, you should return it Bitahara. Either don't do sin, do tshuva, whatever, return back your soul in pure state. Mashal Melech Basar Adam, similar story to a parable to a king, a human king. Shechilek Bigdei Malchus La'avadav. So he gave this beautiful, you know, royal clothing to his servants. Pikichin Shemhen Kiplu V'Nichum Bekufsa. You know, the smart ones, I guess even after they wore them, they washed them, they laundered them, they folded them, and they put them in the box so they won't get ruined. Tipshim behem, I guess the silly ones, halchu v'asu behem alacha. They did work in them, and they ruined it. You know, they ruined the clothing. Liyamim, or maybe they didn't even use it. The first people didn't even use it at all. They just had this beautiful clothing, and they stored it to make it keep it nice. The fools actually went out to the fields and didn't work in them. So Liyamim Bikish Amelech Eskelov, and after a while the king wanted the clothing back. Pikim Shebehen Chazurim Lo Kishehin Miguhatzin. The wise ones gave it back to them as, you know, who gave it means like pressing. That means they were nice and clean. Kipshim Shebehem Chazurim Lo Kishehin Miguhatzin. They returned it dirty. They should have sent it to the dry cleaners, but they returned it. They returned it dirty. Right? Samach Melech Likras Pikichem. He was very happy for the wise ones. It caused the cross tipshin, and he was upset at the fools. Al Pichin Amar on the Pikichem, he said, Yinasnu Kli Leotzar. The clothing that I lent to you, you kept them clean, right? You kept them clean, so you go out clean in peace. The clay that I gave to you, they should go to the koves, they should go to the cleaners. But in the meantime, you should put in jail. Basically, it seems like going to Gehenim for a little bit of time until you clean everything out. That they should come to in peace and they should rest in their place. In the Shema they say, so we say at the Tanish Masa, they should be placed in the you know, where all the people who are still alive are. Those are the evil people, he says, ain't shalom amar shalom reshayim. There is no peace for the evil ones. On their souls, he says, best nefesh oivecha yikalenda besof kaf hakala. Like I said, you put, I don't know exactly the types of that I think it means that the nefesh of your evil people will be placed in the spoon. I don't know how to phrase it, but it's going to be basically, it's a mashal to Gehenim, which I think means they go to Gehenim, but only for a certain amount of time, until you, like the cleaners, until it gets cleaned and then come out. Tanda we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Nishmashon Sol Tzadikim, Genuzos, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, the souls of the Tzadikim are stored under the Kisei HaKavod, Shenemar, Pasuk says, V'haisa Nafshi Adonit Tzoror B'Tzorachayim, that it's going to be in the Tzorachayim, and the Pasuk continues, Es Hashem Lokecha, by Hashem Lokecha, that's going to be under where Hashem is, which is Kisei HaKavod, Shal Rishayim, Zomos V'Holchos, the Rishamos of the Rishayim, Zomos, I wasn't sure what it means. The only time I saw Zomos is eating Zomim. But I don't know what the word Zomos meant. But Holchos, and they walked to and fro, I guess. Malach Echad Omer B'Sofa Olam, and there's one angel at the end of the world. Malach Echad Omer B'Sofa Olam, and there's one angel at the other end of the world. Mikal'in Nishmasan Zelazeh. I don't know what it means. They forced the souls. Sorry? Near you? Fling them. Right, okay, so they throw them, they sling them from one to the end. It's a lot of fun. Shnemar, never show vecha, you call in them, it's so kafakala. That means a kafakala into the slingshot, I guess, that they're being thrown, slung from one end to the other. Amalei, Rabbel of Nachman, so he says, okay, shal beinunim mai. Okay, that's great. With the tzaddiki, what about the beinunim? Well, assuming he's a beinunim, what's our neshama? So Amalei, Sir Nachman says, Ika shechivna, had I died, Lo Amr Lechu Haimilsa. I want to be able to tell you these wonderful words about to say. Hachi Amr Shmuel is what Shmuel says. Elu the Elu. These neshamos of the Beinunim and the Rishayim are sent Leduma. They're sent to this Malakal Duma. Duma Nimsarim. Halal Yeshna Manoah. Halal Einla Manoah. The Beinunim have rest. I guess they don't get slung all over the place. Valalo and the Rishayim Einla Manoah. They're not. They get slung all over the place. Okay. Amar Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, Asidim Sadikim Dehavu Afra. Even the righteous people, they're going to decompose and their body will turn into dust. Tichsev, the Pasuk says, V'yashof ha'afar ala aretz kishahaya. It's the dust will return like it was before. So now Mark brings a story. Hanu kapoloi, dahavu kafvi ba'ara. So you had these diggers, I guess maybe they were grave diggers, the people were digging in the ground, right? They were in the property of Rav Nachman. Nachar Buhu, Rav Acha Bar Yoshia, who perhaps he points out, was dead and buried there, got upset. I guess they were digging near his resting place. Asu, so these workers came, V'amrli Rav Nachman, and they said to Rav Nachman, Nachar Ben Gavra, a dead person who got angry at us. So Asa, so Rav Nachman comes, V'amrli, and says to this dead body, My Ninu, who are you? My Ninu Mar, who are you? V'amrli, the May says, Ana Achai Bar Yoshia, I'm Achai Bar Yoshia. So, point being here is that he didn't decompose. He's a full body. So, Amra Lei, Sir Rav Nachman says, in Velav Amar Rav Mari, didn't Rav Mari say, Asidei Tzadiki Dehavu Afra, that in the future all the Tzadikim turn into dust? So how is it possible that you are intact? Amra Lei, so they said back to him, Umani Mari Delo Yadana Lai, who is this person who, I'm sorry, Umani Mari, Who are you? That I'm not. I don't.
Who is this Rav Nachman? I don't know.
Right. Who are you? Okay. So Amalei. So Rav Nachman says v'ha'kroksiv. Okay. Forget what he said. There's a pasuk that says. The pasuk says v'yeshova afar al haaretz. That's what the pasuk says. Right. V'yeshova afar al haaretz. So he says Amalei. So the Mace says back to him. The ikris Koheles, the ikris Mishlei. Okay, great. You read Koheles, but you didn't read Mishlei. And the pasuk in Mishlei says the ksiv urekav atzmos kina. What causes the bones to decompose is jealousy. Kol mishiyeshlo kina, whoever believo atzmos markivim. Someone who lives his life full of jealousy and envy, so his bones decompose. But kol sheelo kina believo ain't atzmos markivim. But if he doesn't have a life of jealousy, he's not going to decompose. So gashishay. So then, okay. So Rav Nachman's now interesting. He touches him, the chazad isbe mashasha, and he sees that he's mamish a guf, not like a pigment, he's an actual guf. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to him, Leko malagavi de besi, come to me to my house. Why, if you're a full body, why are you staying under the ground? Come to the house. So Amalei says to them, no, galis adaitek tafil in the vilo karas. It seems to me now that not only did you not learn Mishlei, you didn't learn Navi, right? It's good yeshiva bach. You didn't even learn Navi, right? The pasuk says, "Vidatem ki ani Hashem bepischias kivrosehem," right? That the seems that you have to, I'm God, you have to be on, to be by your graves, which means to say that the mason don't have permission to leave their graves until a Kadosh Baruch Hu picks them up from there. So Amalei, so the pasuk of Rav Nachman says to them, I don't understand. It says, "Ki afarata ve'alafarta shuv." You go. The pasuk says by Adam. Then you're going to go back into the dust. How is it that you did go back into the dust? So Amalei, so the Mace says to him, Ahusha Achas called him Tchias HaMesim. That's only going to take place a moment before Tchias HaMesim. Okay, let's do a little more. Amalei Ahu Tzeduki the Rabbi Avo. So this one Sadducee said to Rabbi Avo, Amrisayu, you say, Nishmasam Shal Tzadikim Venuzos Tachas Kisei Kavod. You say that the souls of the Tzadikim are stored under the Kisei Kavod. If that's the case, Ova Tamya Hecha Aske Shmuel Benegida. How is it possible that the sorceress was able to raise Shmuel Hanavi? How was she able to go to get the Shmuel Hanavi who's sitting on the by the Kisei Kavod and to raise him? Amalei. So he says back to her. So he says back to the Saduki. Hasam Betzoch Shneimasar Chodesh Abba. The Baal Ov was successful in resurrecting Shmuel because that was within the 12 months after he died. From until 12 months, the neshama doesn't necessarily completely leave this world. He's not there yet. I guess it's neshama's in between. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh, for 12 months, Gufo Kayam, the body is still considered around. V'neshmasa Olev Yoredes. The neshama goes up and down. I guess he can't bear that he's not in this world anymore. So he goes up and down until reality sends him, Echar Shnei Masar Chodesh, after 12 months. Haguf Batel, the Guf is no longer there. V'neshmasa Olev, then the neshama goes up and doesn't come down. So she was able to resurrect Shmuel because he was still, I guess, during the times that he was coming up and down, but he was still on this ground, on this earth. She was able to raise him. Okay, stop here. Pick up tomorrow.